This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Friday, January 15th, 2010. Happy Lee Jackson Day, but that's the holiday in Virginia that I'm embarrassed about and ashamed about. What I meant to say was happy Martin Luther King Jr. birthday day. This is Martin Luther King Jr.'s weekend. I don't know why I'm going into this. The boyfriend is here, and say hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. I know that you heard my podcast from last night.
I did.
And I kind of didn't give you a chance to have a voice or even give your opinion on this.
Okay.
And I probably even spoke out of turn on a couple of things.
Okay.
But I'm just wondering how you feel about the whole gym and lawn situation.
Oh, God.
If you want to comment, you don't have to comment. It's totally up to you.
Well, sure, I can comment. Well, first of all, I want to say, you did reveal to me the latest tweet that sparked your outrage. And I want to agree with the tweet.
You do?
Yes, because in that session, I did have a small penis.
Okay. But that was because you were...
It was freezing cold. I was shivering in here.
Even though it was 80 degrees in here.
Well, I fell asleep.
You did.
But it was like 20 degrees and so when... Anyway, there's never an excuse for a shriveled penis. But I want to tell you, my teeth were chattering through that whole session.
Honey, they were not.
And the teeth chattering cold.
The masseuse was
sweating.
You
and the masseur were sweating, yes. I was very cold. Anyway, but who cares? It's a penis, whether it's big or small, whatever. And the focus of the shoot, as your readers and listeners know, you're an amateur photographer. You do sell your art, and you wanted to do something different. And we met a professional, and it was a very professional massage. Who was willing to, you know, he's a very nice guy, and very good. He gives a very good professional therapeutic massage. And I fell asleep on the table. But anyway, so you posted a couple of photographs. You hadn't photoshopped them or fixed them.
No.
These were not photographs you were going to sell. You were just putting them out there and saying, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm getting back. Because with the economy, you were not during your photography.
I wasn't selling anything because nobody was buying anything.
Right, but you were selling a lot of art, and
yes.
So this is kind of like your entree, and I was willing to work with it, and you know, so was the masseur, and so yeah, it was a good session, and so you have some ideas for next time. But anyway, Lauranetta decided that she wanted to make some catty comments, and so you decided enough was enough.
Well, I had enough, don't you
and
think?
I agree with you. I agree with you, honey. And here's what I think. And of course, I am not Dr. Phil. However, I think Lauranetta's issue, it's really not the taxi incident. If it really was about getting a cab 2 years later, I would really be worried about Lauranetta's mental health.
Lauranetta.
Lauranetta.
La 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 la.
Lauranetta. La.
Lauranetta.
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 Okay. You know, there's a... Do you like the Ronettes?
I do, but this is about Lon.
Okay, anyway. Lon. Okay. All right. Anyway, I don't think this is really about a taxi cab. Let's face it. If that were the case, this chick belongs in a psych ward. What I think it really is all about is this individual. I had Lauranetta and Jim at my home on a couple of occasions. Of course, they never reciprocated. But they were taking very careful notes, at least... Lauranetta was taking very careful notes. And they had decided that we were not their cup of tea. They didn't like us. And so they were taking notes about, the clothes we wore, what our homes looked like, the food we served, what our bodies looked like.
But they didn't say any of that stuff.
No, they didn't say any of that because they were attempting to be polite. And I enjoyed their company. I mean, I really enjoyed hanging out with them.
I know, we actually had a good time the first couple times.
We had an excellent time. And, Loranetta was taking the... Because she knew that at some point she wanted to use this information as artillery. She was going to drop these bombs at some point. She just needed her moment, her excuse to do it. Well, this incident was her Pearl Harbor. And so when this happened, you know, she was shivering in the cold waiting for a cab, poor thing, because she forgot her fur at home. And that became her excuse to launch this barrage of personal, because none of the tweets, the content of the tweets had nothing to do with this incident.
You're right.
It's all very personal about, you know, your weight and my ass and, our homes
and our dinner
how
parties.
We look and whatever. It's nothing about this traumatic experience that poor thing experienced. So she was waiting to do it. This would have happened regardless of this, you know, this traumatic experience. You know, we would have been 10 minutes late for a dinner date, or we were going to meet them at a bar for cocktails and we showed up 5 minutes late, or we didn't pour enough wine in her glass, or whatever. There was something going to happen to start all of this. And quite honestly, I'm glad that it happened sooner than later because, let's face it, who wants to waste a lot of energy on people who don't deserve it? And this individual simply doesn't deserve it. She is, let's face it, what, 55?
I don't know how old she is, but she's definitely
past 50, honey. Past 50 and behaving like...
A seventh grader.
Yes, really. And I said this to you before. I have a feeling Loranetta was probably picked on as a child, never got over it, very insecure, sees things in herself that makes her insecure, and so she's always looking to strike. It's like she's projecting out the things that she hates about herself, and then she's going to smash them and put them down. And so... You know, fat ass? Well, honey, what do you look like? What does your ass look like? You have hobbies. I mean, and so you're honest about your photography and your blogging. We know nothing about Loranetta. We don't know what her hobbies are except shopping and buying couture, which some of my friends thought looked like international mail garments. I mean, let's face it. And they did. We asked them. It was like four different people and said, oh my God, we thought he was wearing international mail.
I know.
It was actually Prada. But anyway, who cares what you're wearing? I don't give a flying fuck. The plastic surgery, and so everyone said, oh my God, how much Botox? We're like, we didn't get any of this.
We didn't ask any of this.
We just want to know. I mean, when the door was closed, what happened? Because we don't know. All of this was a shock. I had no idea they were waiting us.
Two years later.
45 minutes for a fucking cab. They're like, well, no, we asked them if they needed any help, and they didn't say anything. They didn't say, and so we just assumed they were going to get home. And so,
but I think you're right, though. I don't think. Any of these tweets have to do with that.
No, it really doesn't.
That's why maybe I was wrong to analyze that.
No, it's not about the taxi cab. And as I said before, if it really is...
Then something's wrong.
Run to the psych ward at Sibley Hospital. They have excellent doctors. There's literature there for you to read about anxiety. Well, you know what I read? I did research this because... My youngest sister, I think, is in this category. because she acts out in this way. Well, the result is no one wants to be around her. But when you've had too much plastic surgery, there are psychological effects. No, I'm serious.
I
looked this up.
I believe you.
My youngest sister is 43, going on 20, and so she's been stretched and dyed and.
Honey, you don't need to give too much information.
Anyway, she's the bottom line. She's insecure about herself, is what it is, and so she's. She suffers from
That's usually the case of a bully.
And so anxiety is the number one issue with too much Botox. And I hate to say that. I don't want to get into this crap. I mean, because like I said, the folks who
we don't know that she's had Botox.
Who were those two? Who cares if she had the goddamn Botox? I mean,
or facelift, dyeing their hair.
Yeah, whatever. You can get your hair done, you can fix your face, you can drape yourself in Armani, whatever you're wearing. But if you're still nasty. If you're 12-year-old, then you're no prettier than you were 40 years ago. Anyway, I'm glad you mentioned it all because. We had no idea why this was going on for so long, and then
and we were so quiet about it.
It was getting very intense about it. Now, I kind of wanted to take the high road about it because my rationale was, well, they didn't like us, and it's fine with me. I mean, rather than invest all this energy into a friendship that wasn't going to work out, I'm glad they decided to kind of end things and. They can say nasty things.
Oh, and I'm sure they will.
I'm sure they will, and they did. We have our own hobbies and friends, and, you have your artistic interests, and I like things, tennis and all that, and friends who kind of go along with all of that, and it's all very good, and, they have their friends, and they're doing their thing. I will say, though, it's interesting to me that Laurinetta will dish out this kind of shit, but maybe I shouldn't say this, but she didn't threaten another blogger with a lawsuit.
You shouldn't say that. Nobody knows about that.
Okay, well, anyway. Apparently...
No, don't go there.
She can dish it, but she can't take it. Anyway, it's all very sad, and for someone of that age who's actually
I'm that advanced age.
Really? I mean, beyond 50. I mean, good Lord. Anyway,
wait, let's clarify.
Yes.
Because Big Fatty and Auntie Vera are beyond 50. But they don't act like this.
I'm going to be 46. I'm closer to 50 than 25. If this kind of thing were coming from a party girl twink who had just kicked the door open with her stiletto heels and announced herself at the bars and behaving this way with other 20-something twinks, I'd say,
that'd be a different story.
You're young, you're silly, behave that way. This is someone who is too old to be acting in this way. We thought we were taking the high road.
Not anymore. I blew that up last night.
It has continued, and, It's too bad, and I don't know what else to say about it.
We don't have anything else to say, and we're gonna end this whole topic with this podcast.
Yes, I agree. It is the end.
I had my say.
You had your say. Yeah.
And we're gonna leave it at that.
Yeah.
And whatever Lon has to say after this, I will ignore all of it. Because I think he's now been exposed, and people, at least all the 27 people who have emailed me and tweeted me direct messages today, they don't really care about what he has to say.
Well, actually, most of them have said, "Oh yeah, we've had similar encounters with
some of
Laurinetta's tweets, and she's a nasty bitch."
Yeah,
let's face it, honey, Cruella DeVille. I think might want her mask back. So give it up because you're
it's done.
You need some help, sweetie.
Yeah.
Go out and get it.
All right, do you feel better? Because I felt really
to feel better.
I felt much better last night.
I know you did. And, you know, sitting on my fat ass, do you think my ass is fat?
I do not think your ass is fat. If anything, I'm the one with the fat ass.
Honey, we're 40-something. We can have a fat ass.
That's right.
Let's face it. And that's the glory of being middle-aged. You're not 20-something. You're not pleasing some other 20-somethings at a bar who's checking you. We're 45, 46, 47. The ass is sinking. The boobs are growing. The hair is getting great. And I love it. I love it. And I love you, honey.
I love you, too. Well, thank you for giving us your opinion.
Sure.
And your
one final
thoughts
word. Just
all.
One final word.
Yes.
Lauranetta's spouse. You're a saint, I have to tell you. If you acted that way, if you behaved like a catty...
You're talking to me now.
Bitch, yes. If you behave that way toward anyone, and especially my friends, I wouldn't be here. Because that kind of behavior is... tedious.
So you wouldn't
it's
put up
stressful.
With it.
I would not be putting up with it. And so the fact that Lauranetta's spouse is tolerating this kind of nonsense,
but she doesn't. She doesn't speak for him, dear.
Well, you know, you don't know what their relationship is like. I'm sure they love each other to death, much like we love each other. And I just want to say, you're a saint for putting up with that kind of nonsense, because I'd have booted that ass out the door a long time ago. Love is here and now you're gone, honey.
That's a Diana Ross song.
Yes, it is.
All right.
It is.
Well, now you need to help me end this.
Okay.
So, because we are finished with this, I think, don't you think?
I think so.
You agree, we're not going to discuss this anymore.
Unless,
I mean, on the podcast.
Unless circumstances warrant a revisit.
Well, I think we need to let it go, because you just feed into them if you.
I agree. You become the enabler at some point, and I think what Lauranetta wants is enabling. This gives her the attention she likes, because she never got it when she was 13 with a pimply face.
Honey.
And well, honey, let's face it, she probably did have some pimples.
Well, honey, we all did at 13.
But I think hers were worse.
Stop. Now, see, this is the kind of stuff we cannot do.
I agree.
So, okay. We will just say, until next time,
bye.